Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at NAD nicotinamide.
NAD nicotinamide.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Have you heard of this before?
I have heard of it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you're going to be our expert today, and I'm really excited because this is something that I personally have been interested in for a long time, and I know a lot of our listeners have as well.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a hot topic, and there's a lot of interesting research coming out about it all the time.
Yeah. And you know, what's cool is that our listeners sent in a bunch of really interesting research articles.
Oh, wow.
Product descriptions, even like people who are taking this stuff are sending in information. So we have a really great wealth of information to go through today. And I'm really excited.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
So NAD nicotinamide, yeah. It's pretty important for how our cells function and age, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is essential for cellular function, and it plays a really significant role in the aging process.
Okay, so let's just start with the basics.
Sure.
What is this stuff?
Well, NAD stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide.
Okay.
And it's found in every living cell.
Every living cell?
Yes.
Wow.
From bacteria to humans.
Wow.
And it's involved in hundreds of enzymatic reactions in the body.
Okay, so hundreds.
Yeah, as of August 2023, there were over 140,000 research mentions of NAD.
Mm.
So it's really a hot topic.
Oh my goodness. So scientists are like fascinated with this.
Absolutely. They're fascinated by its potential.
So this is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Hundreds of enzymatic reactions. I'm trying to like wrap my brain around what that even means. Like,
well, it's essentially involved in a lot of the key processes that keep our cells functioning properly.
Okay. So like
everything from energy production to DNA repair to cell signaling.
So it's like it's almost like the oil in the car.
Yeah, you can think of it that way. Yeah. It's essential for keeping the machinery running smoothly.
Keeping everything lubricated and working the way it should.
Exactly.
Okay, so we know it's important, but how does it actually work?
Well, one of the most important things that NAD does is it helps our cells produce energy.
Okay.
You can think of it like a tiny little delivery truck that carries electrons around the cell.
Okay.
And these electrons are essential for the process of converting food into energy.
So it's like the thing that brings the fuel to the engine.
Exactly. It's a key player in the energy production process.
Okay, so are we talking about like calories here, like when we're talking about energy, or is it a different kind of energy?
Well, it's related to calories because ultimately calories are a measure of energy.
Okay.
But NAD is involved in the cellular processes that actually convert the food we eat into usable energy for our cells.
Okay, so it's like it's involved in that conversion process.
Yes, it's a crucial part of that process.
Okay, so it helps with energy production.
Yeah.
And what were some of the other things you mentioned?
DNA repair and cell signaling.
Okay, so DNA repair, that's like keeping our genetic code intact, right?
That's right. NAD is essential for repairing damage to our DNA, which can occur from things like exposure to toxins or just the normal wear and tear of life.
Oh, wow. So it's like the repair crew that comes in and fixes the broken pieces.
Yeah, you could think of it that way. It helps to keep our DNA healthy and functioning properly.
Okay. What about cell signaling? I don't think we've talked about that yet.
Cell signaling is how cells communicate with each other.
Oh, okay.
And NAD plays a role in that communication process as well.
Okay. So it's like the cell phone.
Yeah. It's like the communication network that allows cells to talk to each other.
Wow. So this is a busy little molecule we're talking about here. It's doing a lot of stuff.
It is. It's a very important molecule for overall health and well-being.
Okay. So we've talked about what it is and kind of how it works in a basic sense.
Right.
But I'm curious to hear more about how NAD is actually produced in the body.
Sure. So there are three main pathways of NAD production in the body.
Okay.
The first is called the Price Handler pathway.
Price Handler pathway. Okay.
The second is de novo biosynthesis.
De novo biosynthesis.
Yes. And the third is the NAD salvage pathway.
Okay. So we got Price Handler, de novo biosynthesis, and NAD salvage pathway.
Right.
Are those all equally important, or is there like a main one that we should be focusing on?
Well, the salvage pathway is actually the primary pathway in most tissues.
Okay.
So that's the one that's responsible for recycling NAD molecules and keeping those levels up.
Okay, so it's like recycling.
Exactly. It's a very efficient system.
Okay, so the salvage pathway is the main one that's happening in most of our tissues.
Right.
Okay, and that's the one that's keeping those NAD levels up.
Yes.
Okay. I think I'm starting to get a little bit of a handle on this, but
yeah,
I'm sure our listeners are probably wondering, like, why should I even care about this?
Right. That's a good question.
Like, why is this important to me?
Well, one of the main reasons why NAD is so important is because its levels decline as we age.
Oh, so we're losing NAD as we get older.
That's right. And this decline in NAD has been linked to a whole range of age-related health issues.
Oh, really? Like, what kind of issues are we talking about here?
Well, everything from fatigue and low energy levels to metabolic disorders and even cognitive decline.
So, like, brain fog.
Yeah, brain fog is definitely a symptom of low NAD levels.
Okay. And you said metabolic disorders, so, like, what does that mean?
Metabolic disorders are things like type 2 diabetes and obesity.
Okay.
Which are becoming increasingly common as people get older.
Right, right. So, NAD is, like, connected to all of these different things.
It is. It plays a role in many different aspects of our health.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that if we can keep our NAD levels up,
right,
we might be able to like prevent some of these age-related problems.
Exactly. That's the idea.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's a very exciting area of research.
So I'm curious to hear more about that research. What have scientists been finding about the connection between NAD and aging?
Well, there have been a lot of studies looking at the effects of boosting NAD levels in animals. And the results have been very promising.
So, like, what have they found?
Well, for example, in studies on mice, increasing NAD levels has been shown to improve their metabolism.
Okay.
Protect them from age-related diseases.
Wow.
And even extend their lifespan.
Extend their lifespan.
Yes. It's pretty remarkable.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking about, like, anti-aging here, potentially.
Well, it's still early days in terms of human research.
Okay.
But the findings in animals are certainly very encouraging.
Yeah. I mean, if it can extend the lifespan of a mouse, like, that's pretty significant.
It is. It suggests that NAD could have a profound impact on the aging process.
So this is like a potential game changer when it comes to how we think about aging.
It could be. It's definitely an area to watch.
Yeah. So I'm dying to know, like, how do we boost these NAD levels?
Okay. Well, that's a great question. And we're going to dive into that more in the next segment of our deep dive.
Oh, man. You're going to leave us hanging.
I know. I'm sorry. But it's a big topic and we need a little more time to unpack it.
Okay. All right. Well, stay tuned, everyone. We're going to be right back after the break with more on NAD and how to boost those levels. Okay. So before the break, we were talking about all the amazing things that NAD does in the body.
Right, all those cellular processes it's involved
in. Exactly, and how important it is for healthy aging.
Yeah, definitely a key player.
But you left us hanging with that big question.
Oh, yeah, the how-to.
How to boost these NAD levels.
Right.
So spill the beans.
Okay, so there are a few different ways to go about it.
Okay, lay it on me.
One approach is to use supplements.
Supplements.
Yeah, there are a couple of key precursors to NAD that have been studied extensively.
Precursors meaning like what exactly?
So basically these are compounds that the body can use to make more NAD.
Oh, okay. So it's like giving your body the building blocks it needs?
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
Okay. So what are these magical precursors?
Well, two of the most popular ones are nicotinamide riboside.
Nicotinamide riboside.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, that's a long one.
Yeah, we usually just call it NR for short.
NR, okay.
And then there's nicotinamide mononucleotide.
Nicotinamide mononucleotide.
Another mouthful.
Yeah. Science loves its long words.
It does.
Yeah.
But we can just call this one NMN.
NMN. Okay, got it.
So NR and NMN are both available as supplements. And there's a growing body of research suggesting that they can effectively increase NAD levels in the body.
Interesting. And you said these are like the most popular ones?
Yeah, they're definitely the most well-studied. And there's a lot of buzz around them right now.
Okay, so are they like, are they safe? Are there side effects?
Well, like with any supplement, it's always best to talk to your doctor before starting anything new.
Right, of course.
But overall, the research so far suggests that both NR and NMN are well tolerated with minimal side effects.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who are already taking these supplements and reporting positive results.
Okay, but you know, not everyone is into supplements.
Right.
Some people prefer to go the more natural route.
Absolutely, and there are definitely things you can do through lifestyle to support healthy NAD levels.
Okay, so what kind of lifestyle changes are we talking about here?
Well, exercise is a big one.
Exercise. Yeah, I figured that was coming.
It's always good advice.
It is. But how does exercise actually boost NAD?
Well, when you exercise, your body needs more energy, right?
Right.
So it actually ramps up NAD production to meet that demand.
Oh, interesting. So it's like a supply and demand thing?
Exactly. Your body is smart. It adapts to the challenges you throw at it.
Okay, so exercise is good.
Very good.
What else can we do?
Diet is another important factor.
Diet, of course.
There are certain foods that are naturally rich in NAD precursors.
Oh, really? So we can actually eat our way to higher NAD levels?
To some extent, yes.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me what to eat.
Well, some good sources of NAD precursors include dairy milk.
Dairy milk, okay.
Fish, Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Okay, I like mushrooms.
Yeah, they're delicious and good for you.
All right, what else?
Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower.
Okay.
Avocado.
Avocado toast. Here we come.
Exactly. And edamame.
Edamame. Okay, so a pretty diverse range of foods there.
Yeah, it's all about incorporating a variety of healthy foods into your diet.
Makes sense. So exercise, diet.
Right.
Anything else?
Sleep is crucial.
Sleep, always important.
Absolutely. When you don't get enough sleep, your body's natural repair processes are compromised, and that includes NAD production.
So we need to prioritize those Z's.
Definitely sleep is essential for overall health and well-being.
Okay, so we've got supplements, we've got lifestyle changes.
Great.
Anything else people can do to boost their NAD levels?
Well, there are also some emerging therapies that are showing promise, but they're still in the early stages of research.
Oh, like what kind of therapies?
Things like gene therapy and stem cell therapy are being explored as potential ways to increase NAD levels.
Wow. So that's like next level stuff.
It is. It's cutting edge science, but it's definitely an area to keep an eye on.
Okay. So it sounds like there are a lot of different options available.
There are. And the best approach will vary depending on individual needs and preferences.
Right. So it's important to do your research and talk to your healthcare provider.
Exactly. They can help you figure out the best strategy for you.
Okay. So I think we've covered a lot of ground here today.
We have. It's been a really interesting discussion.
It has. And I'm sure our listeners are eager to learn even more.
I'm sure they are.
So what can they do to stay up to date on the latest NAD research?
Well, there are some great resources available online.
Oh.
Like the NAD Plus Research website.
NAD Plus Research.
And the International Society on NAD Plus Research.
International Society on NAD Plus Research.
Those are both great places to find reliable information.
Okay, so we'll make sure to include links to those in the show notes.
Perfect.
Well, this has been an amazing deep dive into the world of NAD. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too. It's always exciting to explore these cutting-edge topics.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery.
We hope you found it informative and inspiring.
Remember, knowledge is power. And the more we understand about the science of aging, the better equipped we are to make informed decisions about our health.
Absolutely.
So stay curious, keep exploring, and until next time, take care of yourselves and those NAD levels.
See you next time.
Wow, we've covered so much about NAD already.
We have. It's such a fascinating molecule with so much potential.
You know, it's amazing to think about how much research has come out about NAD just in recent years.
Absolutely. It really highlights how quickly this field is advancing.
And you know, what's really exciting is that we're starting to see the translation of that research into real-world applications.
Yeah, that's what's so promising. People are actually starting to experience the benefits of boosting their NAD levels.
And it's not just about feeling more energetic. It's about potentially preventing age-related decline and improving overall health span.
Exactly. And that's a game changer, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's empowering to think that we might have more control over how we age than we previously thought.
Right, and that we can take proactive steps to support our health and well-being as we get older.
So for our listeners who are feeling inspired and want to learn more, what resources would you recommend?
Well, there are some great books out there that dive deeper into the science of NAD and its implications for health and longevity.
Any specific titles you'd recommend?
The NAD Plus World is a really comprehensive guide, and Lifespan by David Sinclair is a fascinating exploration of the science of aging, with a big focus on NAD.
Okay, those sound great. We'll be sure to include those in the show notes. Now, before we wrap up, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the future of NAD research. What are you most excited about?
Oh, so many things. I'm really excited to see how NAD research will continue to unravel the mysteries of aging. I think we're on the cusp of some major breakthroughs that could have a profound impact on human health.
It's almost like we're rewriting the rules of aging, right?
In a way, yes. Mm. We're moving away from this idea of aging as an inevitable decline and embracing the possibility of extending health span and vitality.
And it all comes back to this tiny molecule, NAD.
It's amazing, isn't it? Who would have thought that such a small molecule could hold such immense potential?
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive, and I'm so grateful for your expertise.
It's been a pleasure sharing this journey with you.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this exploration into the world of NAD. We hope you've learned something new and are feeling empowered to take charge of your health. Remember, knowledge is power. And by staying curious and informed, we can all make choices that support a healthier and more vibrant future.
Absolutely. Here's to a long and healthy life.
Cheers to that.